Amen. Thank you so much. Well, this is a real interesting, this is just a real interesting thing that happened. I hadn't been speaking, hadn't been anywhere, hadn't done anything. I'm like you all. My husband's been ill. My mother's been ill. My grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and God just said, hey, sit down. And, you know, we're to be content in that, and we're just to do, and we all want to be where God wants us to be. And then God had given me some words back in June. I was on a night watch, and then in March, I just never felt that I was to just go out and release them. I mean, I really wanted to. I released them to our national leaders, but not to any churches or anything. And so I think Reba, her son is a pastor up in Madison, and I spoke a little bit to him about them. But anyway, I felt like that this was the time. I was traveling to Indianapolis to go back and be with my mother, and all of a sudden the Lord said, call Pastor Mark. He's always saying, hey, if God ever releases you, when God releases you, call me. You know, we want to have you. So I called him. I've never done that before in my life with anybody. Hey, I got a word. I need some place to release it. God wants it to be you. And he was like, hey, all right, when can you do it? And I said, oh, I don't know, in a week or two. I mean, now. And I felt an urgency. I felt an urgency in my spirit that this was for God's people to prevail. This is the, I'm telling you, yes. Are there some dark days and some gross darkness coming? You better believe it. But listen, the people and the children of the Most High God. You know, my vision in June was 12 intercessors across the nation. They were holding swords. Lights were bouncing off of them like lasers. So from sword to sword, they were bright silver, brilliant silver, blinding. And they were just pulsating with power. They were being handed to the intercessors. They couldn't hold it with one hand. They had to hold it with both. And God was saying, I'm releasing a governmental authority upon my people in this hour that we can change history. And we did. And we did. Your prayers, you saw that. You saw it. That was that authority that God had released to you all and through you in your prayers. You didn't even know it. But God had already purposed it and had already done it in you. It was already a done deed, but you prayed it in until it happened. Okay, and so then two nights later, I was leading a prayer call. It was 3 a.m. Both nights, it was 3 a.m. And two nights later, I see the same 12 intercessors. They're across the nation. I just so happened to have 12 intercessors on the call with me. And they were from Alaska, Florida, California, New York, and then all areas in between. And that night, I saw gavels being handed out to these intercessors. And they were huge, heavy-headed gavels with a regular little handle. And I was, you know, at first I was like, what is this? And God said, now I'm releasing judicial authority to my people, that I am removing the power and the authority from the rogue judges in this nation, and I am placing it in the hands of my people. My people will be those who will judge and render judgments on my behalf. And so I was like, wow, okay, Lord. We always heard this, that we had this, but we had no understanding. We, you know, we didn't know. But we're seeing laws overturned, judges being replaced. We're seeing them being recalled. We're seeing them impeached. We're seeing them overruled by the Supreme Court. You know, those that have come against God and God's people and God's word for so long, you do not know what's in you. You all do not know. You have made that happen. The Spirit of God that lives in you, even when you didn't know. It doesn't matter. You carry the Spirit of God. He's one. He's one with God. We're in agreement. We are rendering righteous judgments. So I think it was on, every time I do those, we're supposed to send out these big prayer reports and everything we did and said and what happened. And, you know, I'm all just all caught up in it, so I never remember. And so, you know, two or three days, and I couldn't send a report. And they were like, hey, we need a report from you. And I was like, well, I just can't give one. And they said, well, do you think it's the enemy warring against your mind? And I said, no, I think it's God. He's not through. I don't think it's finished. He gave me the two visions, but I just didn't feel right. I didn't feel that. I just felt like something was missing and that God was saying, don't release these words until I'm through. I've got more. So I think it was on a Friday that week. I just kind of fell asleep, and I knew I was going into those where you kind of dream. It's just that twilight dream, almost where God's putting you to sleep and, you know, doing something. And so I just kept hearing Psalm 149, and I was waking up, and I was like, what is that? What is it, God? I know it. I know that, but I can't remember it. So I reached over and got the Bible. And it was like, praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and the harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. I can tell you, the Lord was certainly pleased with his people tonight. You know he was. His eyes are roaming to and fro across this earth, looking for those who are looking for him. Look, we're a mess. I'm just going to tell you right now, you know what? Just because I can see and I can say something don't mean I'm not like everybody else and my life is not just like yours, because it is. But you know what? We are precious in his sight. We are people who are jewels to him. We are people of power and presence. We are people anointed and called by God. We are his very own. It doesn't matter what our eyes say about us or what we feel. Man, I'm having to crush my soul. It wants to rule. It wants my flesh, you know, wants to say, I'm sick. I mean, it happened to me today. I'm like, hey, get off me. You're whole, you're healed, you're not sick. But, you know, I'm like, I really am. So I just declare, I mean, I have to know that it's true. What is happening to us is a truth. You know, I'm not going to deny truth. But I do know that I am healed. At some point in time, I am healed in my life. I am healed and I am whole. I may not look like it right now, and I may not be there right now, but that is a truth. I really am. And so I can't let the restrictions of my soul and my flesh tell me what to do. You know, who was it? One of my grandchildren was like, and I say this all the time now, you can't tell me what to do. You're not my boss. Well, yes, I am, you know. But, you know, I say that to the devil all the time. Get off me. You're not my boss. You can't tell me what to do. I just sound like a little kid. You can't tell me what to do. But, you know, God was saying he takes pleasure in his people. He wants us to be joyful, to single out on their beds. I always add sick bed because I've been there a lot. So let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises, these were high praises, let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hands to execute vengeance upon the heathen, those that are in opposition to God, to God's word, to God's will, to God's plan. You know, no, you don't rule and reign. and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. These are demonic entities. These are things that we deal with on a natural level, on a plane where we are. You know, I'm not saying these are not really the principalities, but to execute upon them the judgments written. This honor have all his saints. All. Not just a few of us, all. This honor have all his saints. The spirit of the living God that is within you is the one with the scepter, the one with the scroll, the one that says yes, the one that says you can go anywhere. This will take you. This is like a passport. This will take you into any country, any nation, any city, any county, any state. Wherever I send you, you have this authority. And so I finished the report. This was really important. It went with the sword. It went with the gavel, the judgments. You know, I'll say, you know, I forbid that judgment. I come against it. I overrule it. I overturn it. You know, I'm not going to have it. And you know, God's people are starting to do that, and we're seeing the turnaround. Amen. Hope is being restored to the church. So these were glorious, glorious, and we just ate off of them and fed off of them and just thought this is just, you know. And then in March, well, of course, Harvey'd been sick, been in the hospital. We just had all sorts of things and for months. And March, you know, I'm just really looking for I'm looking for some glory. And I did a night watch again. And for the 100 days of the president, and the next day, I get up and I'm going through the house, and all of a sudden, I just see, whoa, here's this huge picture. Here's Jezebel up there, just crazy, looking like some insane woman, like Sweet Baby Jane or one of them. No kidding, just stringy hair and just looking crazy, and had a hatchet in her hand. And I'm like, oh, my God, you know, Lord. And I'm paying attention to it. I mean, I'm really looking at this. I'm looking at the handle and, you know, the shape of it. And I'm thinking, this is real important, maybe. And so next to her is an octopus, except it's got 7 tentacles. I didn't count them. I just knew. Somehow I knew that there were 7. And so I was like, oh, my God. And then there was like a number 13 up above it. And I'm thinking, look, I was like wanting to see the gavels and the, you know, crowns and, you know, swords. And then the one next to the octopus is Leviathan. And God is saying, and I'm like, holy cow, you know. And God is saying, okay, these last years, I would guarantee everybody in here, I would guess that you had a hard time sleeping, a hard time getting up, a hard time getting dressed, a hard time doing anything. I felt the oppression, the heaviness. Prayer leaders from all across the nation would call and ask for prayer, and they would send me text messages and say, I'm so tired, I'm so fatigued. And I said, no, you're weary. We're weary. It's weariness. The enemy is wearing out the saints of God. I know, because I would tell them, it's happening to me. That is what's happening to me. And I said, if we are being worn out like that, what about the other saints of God who are not continually praying together and doing things together, you know, to encourage one another? And so, you know, the Lord was saying, the enemy, these enemies, the first time since Christ, they were arrayed against him under the Antichrist spirit. This is the first time, though, they've been arrayed against God's people, challenging God's people. He said, they've come together. You've battled those spirits before, individually. You have never taken them on corporately, together. And he said, they are arrayed for the final battles of time. Are you? Well, the Lord doesn't ask rhetorical questions, so I knew the Lord. I kind of thought, okay, that probably means I'm not. Are you arrayed for the final battles of time? And I thought, you know, Lord. And he said, these you cannot pull down. You can't take them down. You cannot take them on. But what you can do, he said, you know, they are waging war against faith. Faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. When he returns, will he find faith? It's faith. We pray and pray and pray, and we don't see it. We're weary, and we want strength. We want to be rejuvenated. We're speaking the word of God. We're doing all the things right. And we're seeing people we prayed for die. We're seeing people that were sick not be healed. And we're just in a time of a darkness, of an oppression, of a heaviness. But you're here. You've stood. You've prevailed. You've been kept by God. When I saw what was arrayed against the saints of God, wow, I was pretty impressed. I really was. I thought, you know what? These are not, you're not dealing with just low-level demonic activity, you know, to seduce and beguile us and, you know, to just oppress us. I mean, these are major principalities under an antichrist spirit, and it doesn't matter if you know a bunch about this. It's just what it is. And God said, you cannot pull them down. You cannot take them down. Don't do it. But you know what you can do? You can draw so near to me. He said that you can walk. It's going to take faith. It's going to take faith in this hour. And it won't be the salvation faith. It'll be that water walking, mountain moving, dead raising faith. It will be faith that says, God said it. I'm going to do it. It's not up to me what happens. I'm going to obey God. And we've got to have new measures of faith. Faith. And I am asking for faith without measure. Faith without measure for God's people in this hour. It is faith that will sustain you. It is faith to believe that I don't care what's happening. I don't care what the enemy's doing. But God said, if you draw near to me, you can walk in a power and a presence that the enemy cannot stop you. He can be there. He can wage war against you, but he cannot stop you. You can see the dead raised. You can see the lame to walk, the blind to see. You can cast out demons in his name. You can fulfill the call of God. You can fulfill your destiny and do all that God called you to do. Just know that that is there, but he has kept us. Those things are powerful. If they could have, they would have killed you. You wouldn't have been here now. Because they really do hate you. You know, they hate anything about God. It's an antichrist spirit. And so I really believe, you know, God used to say, and it was so hard for me, do you want to win the battle or do you want to win the war? And of course, I was wanting to rage and war and I wanted it all. But God would say, you know, do you want to win now or do you want to win later? Well, now God's saying, you can win the battle and the war. You can win the battle and the war. It doesn't matter what's arrayed against you. And I'm just going to tell you, we're tired. We've been weary. We've battled the exact same things that you all have. But I do believe that we're entering a time of a supernatural faith. It's got to be a release. That's why the Holy Spirit has to increase. Be, you know, he's our fears, our dread, our weariness, our bodies, and our souls, our minds. Anybody notice how much confusion, chaos, forgetfulness? I mean, there for a while I was thinking, what's wrong with me? God, am I getting dementia? And, you know, I mean, I couldn't remember anything. Harvey couldn't. I mean, it was like, and my mother was really bad, and I said, Mother, there's nothing wrong with your mind. I declare over you that you've got a sound mind, that you will never forget the Lord your God who saved you, who gave you the children of your youth. I said, Mother, you know what? I take authority over that thing right now. We got her off all that medicine, and just she started getting better. But then I saw young people. I saw young people. I saw teenagers, little kids. They're all being, you know, all this mind business. What was happening to me? I was like, well, Lord, I can't even think straight. I'm just always kind of confused. And it was the Lord saying, that's what they do. That's what these guys do. They create all this and then try to get you concerned and worried and just a little doubt that you're right. Or, you know, we've got to say no, no. You know, God is saying, look, don't go after them. You can't take them down. But, you know, arrayed, these people are arrayed. I mean, these principalities, it means they are assembled. They're in position. They're in order. They're dressed. They're outfitted. They're ready. They're waging war on you right now. And I know you all know it. It's not they're getting ready to. They have been. And I believe that, you know, God was saying that it's going to be necessary that we draw nearer and nearer and nearer to the Lord, that we have an increase of faith. I've asked God, and I really believe that when I was young, God gave me that gift of faith. It was just there always to just believe God. And I believe, I said, God, I need faith without measure. I want it. I want. He said, you don't have because you don't ask. I'm asking for faith without measure. Faith for the moment. Faith for whatever. For the ministry. Faith in my own family. Faith in my own life. Faith to finish my race well. Faith to go before the Lord and say, I used all the gifts, all the anointing, everything that you gave me. I poured myself out, God, for the body of Christ, for those that you love and those that I love, and that not one of us would go. Your gifts, your anointings, your call, you cannot take it with you. It's for here. You are all spirit. You go back from your Creator. It's not, you know, people say, well, you can't take the car and you can't take those things. God told me, you can't bring your anointing, you can't bring your call, you can't bring your gifts. Everybody has them. It's just spirit. They're for here, they're for now, they're for people. And so, you know, I had all kinds of things. I was ready, and I just felt like God was saying, you know, I want you to pray for faith. Faith that will prevail. That your faith would not fail you. And it won't. It really won't. When you know what you're facing. It's when you don't know that the enemy starts cluttering and making you fear and doubt. It's what you know. Then that's a weapon. That's a weapon. And so word of knowledge. God was saying, you know, very few people function in the word of knowledge. Well, I pray and ask for it all the time. God, I want all the gifts. I want everything that you've got. Interpretation of tongues. You know, I can go somewhere and deliver a word, and I'm like, God, I can't even interpret what I just said, and nobody else can. And it's like, I've been to a couple of meetings where God just moved and forced it, and someone did, actually. But, you know, we need those gifts. We really do. Now, look, you know that interpretation of tongues and word of knowledge, I believe, are the two that we lack the most in. I don't see that functioning very often anywhere. And faith, you know, the only way that the enemy can take you down is if he can just get you focused on your lack, on your life, on who you are, how you're messed up, you know, and he does that. We can't do that. We got to draw so near to God. And I believe it really, there was an urgency in my spirit that God was saying, this is what I've called. Many people have been set aside. God's not let you do a bunch, have a bunch of stuff, you know, meetings or conferences or whatever. And he said, you know, I've got those who are researching the past and those who are walking in the now. But I have those that are set down and set apart to hear me for what's coming. Being prepared, getting others prepared for what they're facing and what is coming. That we're not shocked. We're not, you know, we're not surprised. We're not ambushed. God, he's just not going to let that happen to his children. He's just not going to let that happen to us. But when he can isolate us, you know, we've been isolated a lot. And sometimes that isolation, flat out, is of God. But then the enemy gets to have a little heyday too. And so when we come back out, we encourage one another. We can, you know, I think I spoke that here one other time where I was speaking at a conference in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and the Lord said, it was so powerful, and I was there, and I just went up, and I said, well, truthfully, I don't know what to say. I said, I feel full. I've just received so much that I feel like I've just had a big dinner. You know where you got to go lay down? you just can't do anything. And God was saying, this is a depository. People come and deposit, and they make withdrawals. You come and deposit your gift, your anointing, all those things that you have. And we take it. We draw on it. We you know, God's saying, write a check. What is it that you want? What do you need from me? What do you need from me? Well, I need everything that's going to keep me in the days ahead. And, you know, look, not just to keep me, but to help others, you know. And then you all have the gifting. You have anointing. You have calls of God upon your life. We need to activate those. We need to say, what is in you? What is in you? I call it forth in the name of Jesus. Right now, you know, I call forth your destiny. I call forth the call of God upon your life. I call out those giftings and those anointings. You use them now. You use them here. They're for God. They're for God's people. You cannot take them with you. Don't return to him. That's what he said to me. Would you return to me with all that I gave you? These were for a lost and a dying world. Men and women and children that are perishing. And you, maybe one word, one prayer, you know, one gift is all they needed at that moment to set them free. And so, you know, there was just all sorts of things that God was giving me out of Daniel. But God was saying, you know what, seek me, you know, seek me. And it was faith, you know, without faith it is impossible to please God. And I really do believe that it will take that water walking, mountain moving, dead raising faith for the hours that we're coming into. I see the victory. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so grateful to the Lord. But we've got to understand that the days ahead, they'll be really dark and the gross darkness on the people. But the glory of the Lord is arising upon his people. We can walk in dominion. We can walk in authority. Can I overrule them? No, but I can tell you this. My God could shield me so that when I'm here, I'm like, and I tell people this all the time, I go in and I'm like, okay, here I come. I'm changing the atmosphere. Okay, here I come, demon. Beat it. I mean, look, you can't be where I am. It's just, you look, it's God or it's, you know, or it's you. And I can tell you right now, it's not you. It's God. And I think we have to do that. It's not an arrogance. It's an authority that God has given you. If you don't, they will set in and they will move you back and they will move you back and they will move you back. And you just can't do it. And so, you know, I really feel like that, you know, there was so much. But I just believe we need to pray for one another tonight. We need to give impartations, to receive, and I do believe this is a depository, that we will deposit, you know, not a one of us has it all together. Not a one of us has an exceptional gift and anointing. I mean, really, it's like we're alike. We really are. But yet we're all so fearfully and wonderfully made by God. And he's given us all that we have need of. You know, the things I don't have, my friends do, or you all do. And so I do believe in that impartation and in that deposit and in writing checks. God said, hey, you know what? It's a blank check. It's a blank check, Sherry. Ask. Just write it. And I thought, okay, God, I want it all. Not for my glory, but for yours, that the nations would know, that the heathens would know that they don't rule and reign, that our God rules and reigns, that he is the Most High God. He is the great Jehovah God, and there is no other. And so, you know, it's like, no, get off my brothers, get off my sisters. You better let go of my grandchildren. You better take your hand off my brother. I break those bondages and addictions in the name of Jesus. No, you can't have them. No, no, uh-uh. No, I'll never turn loose of them. I'll never stop. And you know what? It's going to be persistence. It's going to be consistent. And it's going to be faith. And look, there's been times I'm thinking, okay, God, how many years have I been doing this? I mean, how many years before, Lord, you deliver us, before you deliver me, before you deliver my brother, before God? How long? How long, oh God? Has anybody cried that besides me? How long? How long, oh God, for your outpouring? How long, oh God, where I can feel soaking wet, God, dripping wet, refreshed, restored, renewed? How long? And God said, well, you know, it's whenever you want to. I don't have to necessarily do it in a meeting. I can do it with him. Me and him. Now, sometimes, yeah, I got to come and have somebody help me get a breakthrough. But we're in that time where God, I'm serious. If not now, when? If not you, who? And look, my faith, and this is from a person that I truly believe God had given me the gift of faith. And my faith seemed like that much. I'd say, God, I believe you, I believe you, I believe you, I believe you. Why hadn't it happened? I believe you, I believe you, I believe you. Why hasn't it happened? You know, but there is an appointed time. There's an appointed time. There's a Kairos moment where God says, okay, here's your Mount Carmel. Here you are. Right now, you take it down, and what you win over, you gain, you have authority over. When God tells you to go to the battle, when he calls you to Mount Carmel, at that moment, it's yours. And when you win that, you break that power of the enemy, and you have authority over that. Whatever it was, you gain authority over it. So I'm not even going to go any further. I think that's all you all wanted to hear, needed to hear. And I'm just going to say right now that in the mighty name of Jesus, right now, no one will leave this place tonight unsealed. Sealed. Sealed. I call you sealed. The work, all that, the worship music, how it just soaked and saturated each and every one of you. I know that you're just saturated in your spirit and in your body. And that, you know what? What happened to you as you were intimate with the Lord and just what you heard, that you are not the same. You are equipped. You've gotten some more weapons. You've gotten stronger. Your spirit is stronger. And I believe your faith. And so tonight it's about faith. We're praying that our faith, your faith, that it would be multiplied, that we would be given faith without measure. We've all been through a lot. That's how we gain faith. It's by going through a lot of things. And it's there in you. But the enemy is now trying to say, well, I know what God, I know what he's done, but, you know, Well, that's just not the truth. The truth is that we really are. We've talked about coming out of the wilderness. Jesus went in the wilderness full of the Spirit, came out full of power. Moses was in the wilderness, came out. And God said, what's that in your hand? I say to tonight, what's in your hand? I just say to every one of them, hey, what's in your hand? Besides that sweet baby, what's in your hand? Presence and power. Authority. Authority by God, from God, for God, for his people. And I just say, I declare and decree that you all will. You're not going to be the same. You're stronger. You're stronger. You've been endued. You're endued with a new faith, a new level. And so, Father, we just bless you. And we thank you, God, for God, that you brought us all here. That, Lord, even now, I'm being restored. Lord, I'm feeling stronger. Yes, and look, even if I wasn't, you know, I am. I am who I am. I am, you know, the I am is in us. The great Jehovah God, his portion, the Holy Spirit is in us, has endued us. Oh, we are possessed. We need to act like it. We need to act like we're possessed. Not by the devils, but by God. Hallelujah. By God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus.